Philip Sample Peel, actually, the user generated it. It is 0, correction, 10-1, 10-0-1-22. This dictation is for Miss Kimberly Warner. Warner spells W-A-R-N-E-R. Kimberly spells K-A-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 09-10-1968. This is a 54-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Next paragraph. Patients say this has been going on for approximately 3 days and came in today because it's worse. Says pain is approximately 7/10, increased with swallowing. And pain is confined to her throat and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient reports a headache. Left side of her head. Describe headache as pulsating. Not the worst of her life. Said headache was gradual onset. Next line. Reports chills, myalgia. Next line. Reports fever. But state that she took over the counter Motrin and Tylenol, which helped with her fever, period. Next line. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese female. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 169 over 90. Pulse 97, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates present. Next line, uvula, midline and mobile. Next paragraph, face. There's a slight facial droop on the left. Patient's husband was in the room, and I asked him if that is normal for her. He says no. A patient was immediately advised that she should go to the emergency room for further evaluation because of her headache or elevated blood pressure and facial droop. She says she will. But we'd like to continue completing the physical exam, and then she will go to the ER, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macula, papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is pharyngitis, number 2, headache, number 3, facial droop. Again, patient was advised to go to the emergency room to have this headache and facial droop evaluated, and she said she will. In the clinic today, I gave her Rocephin 1 gram IM. And this is to address her throat issue. We also did the following tests in the clinic. COVID test negative, strep, rapid strep was also negative, but clinically she does appear to have an infection in her throat. She has other comorbid condition, and that's the reason for her. Go ahead and give her the Rocephin IM, period. Next paragraph. Patient's normal medication was refilled as follows. Gabapentin 600 milligrams, 1 POBID. Gabapentin 300 milligrams, 2 POBID. Pantoprazole 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Butalbutol 50/325/40 milligrams, 1 PO Q6 PRN for headache. Valifexine 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Levothyroxy in 75 milligrams. 75 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Losartan/HCTZ, 100/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. These medications will be faxed to Express Script for administration. Patient again was reminded about the importance of going to the emergency room to have her facial droop and headache reevaluated. She said she will enter the dictation.